Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
719 Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Proud owner of a Broncos Sport in the parking lot right now. Please don't rob me.
You know those Broncos, not as spendy as I thought.
I know.
I was
the sports.
My
the big ones. I'm not. I ain't got big souk money.
Yeah, the big
ones are a little ridiculous.
I think it was the sports that I saw, but because I was having a little car trouble last week, and so then I was, let's see how much.
Starting
car...
to think, starting to turn the wheels.
And then I saw, car prices, and I was like, okay, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw the Bronco pop up a couple times, like high 30s.
It's not bad.
Like 38, 39 for a base model. I was like, that.
You know, I checked in with my boy Monty over at Vancouver Ford, and he helped me out.
Who's this?
And I love my car. I absolutely love my car.
It's a good looking car.
I'm going to drive it for 200,000 miles minimum. Sold the truck.
Get
the
your
other
proper
day.
Oil. You did.
I did.
The Ranger.
Sold the Ranger the other day.
To
my stepdad.
They don't make them like they used to, man.
I sold it to my stepdad.
I'm assuming this is like a mid-2000s, 2010s,
so it's still in the
nice
family?
Little
Ranger. Yeah, I sold it for a dollar. I got the dollar in here.
You sold it for a dollar?
I sold it for a dollar.
Good for you.
Why'd you sell it?
Because I don't use it. He's going to fix it up, and I told him I have first rights when he wants to sell it.
I'll buy it for $2.
So I'm going to buy it back from him after he does all the work that I can't do on it.
Well, I'm glad it's at least still in the family.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Shout out to Boss Man.
Why?
Came into my pub today.
Oh, Boss Man Jeff. He's
Jeff
back
Baton
from
Rouge?
No. Boss.
Oh, man. Mr. Cooley.
The big resident Red Sox fan, Ryan Cooley.
I could have sworn that Jeff was in the Carolinas.
No. Big Boss Man.
How
Cooley
about that?
Came in today.
Big swinging D, Ryan
big
Cooley.
Big
huh?
swinging D.
Did he fire you on the spot in front of everybody?
No, but he paid with 3 different gift cards.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's radio right there.
That's radio right there.
That's right, baby. That's that club money.
I told him it was the same thing that I say to Sacramento. I know you don't listen to my show. He's like, I listen to your show from time to time. I was like, man, you know, we'll talk about DePoto gaslighting at the 8 o'clock hour. You don't need to do it right now, dude. Like, I'm aware.
Well, God bless Ryan Cooley's soul, because Kim Martinez, I don't know if she ever knew the names of either of the shows I worked on.
Big Chicken was in yesterday. Luke Anderson.
Oh, voice of Big Chicken, Big's Chicken.
He was in with some new sales rep. God rest her soul.
Oh, I think it's one of the sales associates.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our...
maybe with
our...
a P?
Like she's going to hate her Paulina. Time here.
Paulina.
Yes.
Shout out Paulina.
Yes.
I gave them grief that nobody sells this show, and they were all kind of like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean,
then I said to Paulina, I said, my co-host is Joe Fisher, and he doesn't even sell this show. And she laughed and laughed and laughed.
It's true.
So, Joe, I learned that you're a bag. So
hey,
thanks, dude.
Hey, it's true. Again, I told you, if I were to make a power rankings of everything that I can sell, this is in the bottom five of that power rankings.
The bottom five? I would like to be...
It's a throw-in.
Fourth of the fifth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sports Sunday is below, for sure.
I wasn't saying anything about Sports Sunday. I listened to you on Sunday.
It is...
I did listen to you on Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some news on Saturday night. I was thanking God.
Yeah,
that's
know.
Crazy.
I was stressing Saturday night. Yeah. I'm like, what you're the like, hell oh am God. I even talking about?
It's the week off before the Super Bowl. We're hosed. Like,
thank God. Thank you, Luca and Nico Harrison. Thank you so much.
We'll start the baseball conversation off. Guys, there's one last domino that needs to fall. And this feels like an old school kind of Yankee thing. Maybe the Mets are the new, like, dysfunctional Yankees of the 2010s, et cetera. That is anybody else actually in the race for Pete Alonso?
Doesn't feel like it.
Right? It doesn't feel like anybody, you know, like, Jordan, I know you have mentioned weeks and months ago that the Mariners should take a run at Pete Alonso. And I agree with you. I actually think Pete would be a great fit in that lineup.
He would.
Well, we'll get into the 8 o'clock
hour. We'll push that one back.
But there were teams that we talked about that made sense for Pete to go to. But this entire time, he is not signed because he doesn't like what the Mets are offering him. But who the hell else is offering anything to Pete Alonso?
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't done enough. I don't do a lot of research, but I haven't. I haven't heard. I haven't seen. Like,
I created
hey,
that, by the way.
Hey, this team is looking. This team is interesting. It just seems
right, we're
like,
always looking to evolve. You know, we could sign a couple big guys here.
Seems like every update I get is Cohen bitching about how terrible the negotiations are going, and that's
and
the
Pete
only
Alonso
thing I see.
Saying I don't want to go to the Mets.
Like that is, I
oh,
feel
well,
like
you might have to, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like we're kind of at a crossroads where it's like one of you's got to cave because. Apparently no other team wants to give you that money either, so...
They seem like the massively dysfunctional husband and wife that you know.
Can you guys just do it already?
Yeah, can you just go in the back and bang it out?
Yeah,
like,
come on.
This is it. Like, you both are going to need to take some... So the question is, I'm going to honestly ask, if Pete Alonso doesn't sign for the Mets, where else is he going?
I mean, as far as who needs a first baseman, I mean,
Cooley
like,
floated to me today, the Yankees.
Oh, God, of course he did.
And I was like, you already have two first
You're
basemen.
Like, why would you want your rival team to sign?
And you already have a DH.
I don't know. I mean, Cardinals need a first baseman now that...
they just traded theirs?
Yeah, I mean, that was what...
Well, I guess he left as a free agent, my bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. But again, I think they're trying to offload contracts, not give more money away at this point. And, you know, hence why Nolan Arenado, who's also in the news, he might be on his way to another team here. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of teams that, like, need a first baseman.
Angels, they're on the list.
Yeah, I mean, the Angels are always buyers. I mean, they're
randomly.
I saw a prediction of war for all the teams in baseball of this year compared to last year, like how many more games they might win this year. And the Angels were like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
12 more wins this year, but every team in the AL West was still ahead of them. So somebody was like, sick, we're going to win more games and finish last.
Yeah. Not, wouldn't be surprised.
But you're right. I could see the Angels. But the Angels, if there's anything we've seen the Angels have done this offseason, they've made moves, trades, signings, etc. But they're not doing the Josh Hamiltons of the day. They're not doing the big contracts for, what's that guy's name? CJ Wilson?
Oh, yeah, like Jared Weaver, C.J. Wilson back in the day.
Yeah,
$100-plus million arm.
Yeah, Sean Figgins.
No, the Mariners. Shut up. The Mariners are the ones that gave him the money, buddy.
But they aren't doing the big contract like they did back in the day.
Well, and again, they gave that to Anthony Rendon also, so I mean.
They did, after giving that to Pujols. Did you guys?
I did see the other day that Anthony Rendon had some bad fish tacos, and he's on the 60-day deal.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
Burnt his tongue on hot chocolate. I saw that one, too.
Did you guys consider the fact that as they're both kind of dropping as what were two of the top available free agent hitters, did you guys kind of consider that they might be very comparable to Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery, you know, spring training signings last year that were supposed to get a ton of money up front in the offseason, ended up firing their agents, but now they'll become options to other teams that maybe weren't looking at them as hard before. I know the Red Sox were in on Pete Alonso a little bit earlier in the offseason. Well, now that his price is dropping, now that these guys are, to quote former Mariners president Kevin Mather, coming to them with hat in hand, basically trying to get a contract, I could see Boston in. I could see New York swooping in at the last second, getting a deal done. The Mets, mind you, not the Yankees. But outside of, like, the Angels and the Red Sox, maybe the Cubs on that list. I don't know where Alonso fits.
I'm going to also throw out the San Francisco Giants, possibly.
The Gigantes.
The Gigantes. I mean, they've been trying to get stars, big players the last couple of years and seem to be, you know, striking out.
Correa, Judge, Shohei.
I mean,
they got money to spend.
And they don't have a first baseman, to my knowledge of that, you know. So
I think it's great that Jordan brought up the Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell thing. I think it's different with hitters, though. I think the pitchers,
for sure.
You know, I could be totally wrong, but I think it's a little different with hitters. But I'm with you. I do wonder, like, if it's February 4th. I mean, pitchers and catchers report in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're not on a team, and you're basically negotiating against yourself.
So I have next team odds.
Because the Blue Jays, you know, the Blue Jays look like a team that would sign Pete Alonso if they move Vladdy. But they're clearly not going to move Vladdy, at least now.
But also, I mean,
they might move him at the deadline when they realize they suck again. Oh, no, we suck again.
But also, I mean, hypothetically, you could just have Vlad stay at first and have Pete Alonso DH.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a prototypical DH.
Vladdy can also play some third base, Joe.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
There you go.
I've seen him. It's not pretty.
So these odds are as recent as January 24th. So I can try and find maybe some more updated ones, but next team odds, +175, Toronto Blue Jays. And then it's New York Mets after them at +250.
Interesting.
Angels +500. Giants +600. And then the field +400. So, I mean, we're kind of right on the mark as far as, you know, the teams that...
But what's the field's bullpen look like? Is that a team you really want to sign with?
the field.
Yeah. I mean, they got starters.
I really like their outlook.
Jack Flaherty's off the market, dude.
Imagine that team name. We're just the field.
The field.
I was trying to think of Portland baseball team names the other day.
The field.
No. The Crows.
The Crows. No. Oh.
Yes.
No, the Swifts.
I saw 500,000 crows flying through the sky the other day, and it looked very menacing and very scary. And
those
I was
are
like,
Swifts.
I was like, that'd be a good mascot. Because we would then murder teams.
I'm in favor so hard of the Green Sox. Let's go classic but new. We've already got the Red Sox. We've got the White Sox. Portland with all of its trees and all of the greenery around here. Yeah, you can make a weed reference if you want. I think the Portland Green Sox would be the best name that you could ever choose. But Jordan, we're not going to do it.
Jordan, I'm a big fan of you.
That's a dumb idea?
It was a terrible take.
Why? Why is that a terrible take?
Because we don't need more socks.
Yeah.
We don't need more stupid team names either.
I know. Just do the Mavericks.
The Washington Nationals is dumb.
The Crows would be cool.
If it's, you know, if it's the Portland Mavericks, I could dig.
No, because nobody likes crows, just like nobody likes spiders. So we're the Guardians now because spiders are scary.
You could have the Portland Gothic people showing up to games dressed as the Crow.
I like the Portland Strippers, honestly.
Actually, that...
That's actually not a bad baseball name.
Yeah,
and you can make it very very cartoony.
We'll strip you down of your
team.
I was about to swear on air.
Anyways, Pete Alonso, huh? I mean, we were pretty spot on as far as teams outside of my Cardinals.
Yeah, and I mean, he's gonna go to the Mets. They're gonna figure this out, they got to figure this out.
I mean, they spent a lot of money.
If the Mets don't have Pete, hot take exposed, maybe. I don't think so. The Mets aren't very good. Who's throwing the baseball? They got Schultzy and me as the 3-4 starter.
Yep.
Like, I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, I don't know, but something's got to happen sooner, or else you're going to end up with a similar situation last year. Is he Boris?
Scott Boris.
Oh, yeah, Boris.
Is Pete Alonso Boris guy?
Of course he is.
Both of them. It's the same. That's why I looked at Blake Snell and Montgomery, and I understand that they're pitchers, not hitters, but literally Arizona was not an option for Jordan Montgomery until how long into spring training?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, yeah, nobody was talking about it in the offseason. So outside of this list, I mean, hell, maybe it won't happen, but the Mariners would creep back into the conversation if he got cheap enough. Maybe a Texas, you know, they could use a first baseman, throw them in the mix.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.